Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The show, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I mean this sincerely. I mean, you really need to be part of the solution. And you do that, and you get that, and you become that by getting informed. It ain't that hard. Right? And again, I would say to you that when you're informed and you engage and you can answer people's questions, it makes a big difference. People really feel like you have a clue when you prove to them that you're right several times. And some of them won't buy into it. Some of them won't believe you. There's nothing you can do to fix that. Because they're so sure they're right, they bought so much into their ideological mindset that you're not going to get them to change their mind. So you don't. You just, all you do is push them to, hey, think about this. I used to say that all the time. Just ask them to think about it. And if they start throwing what ifs at you, I don't want to do the what ifs. I just want you to consider this. And then we can come back and we can talk about it later. I got to tell you something. I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me in the past, I wasn't aware that was going on. Now, that's their fault because, they talk about this stuff with such conviction. Right? There's no reason to have conviction, though, because they don't have the truth. They have nothing that helps them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I love this. This is just amazing to me. New York City's Eric Adams, he's at it again. He visited Washington, D.C., and he came back. Do they really not know what D.C. is all about? Do they really not understand that they're in it for them, most of these people? He came back from D.C. and had to tell his people in the speech, help is not on the way. D.C. is not going to lift a finger to help us. Now, isn't it funny, that old saying, what goes around comes around, right? You look at this, you have to say to yourself, you put it in the face of the Texas governor, and others, and you told them to suck it up and deal with it, so we're going to tell you the same thing, right? Suck it up and deal with it. Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? Well, actually, it'd be the wrong thing to do, but you guys voted him in. You New Yorkers, you voted this guy in. This is the government you chose to have. Why should we be, we don't get involved in your government choices. governmental, how you want to be governed. And, you know, it's funny because you seem to jump from the, you know, frying pan right into the fire. Look at Chicago. You got it worse. And he's another one. You know, the party of non-responsibility. He's blaming his predecessor, and he's blaming the GOP. Can you believe it? And the problem with this is, again, now what you have is you got these GOPers. I mean, you got these people who don't know any better. And they're thinking all this is brought down by the GOP or this one or that one or the other one, or that their vote doesn't even count anymore, so why bother? That's a problem. So Adams declared in a speech after he visited D.C., he sees the cold reality that his city will have to face the migrant crisis on its own. The migrant crisis has plagued the mayor for over a year now. And a Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday says his approval rating has tanked down at 28%. Now, this is funny, right? He'll get reelected. Nobody will pay attention that much. But seriously, I mean, the rating is the lowest poll Quinnipiac has ever recorded for a New York City mayor since it began tracking statistics in 1996. Now, the other day, Adams traveled to Washington, D.C., met with congressional leaders. He met with Biden officials to appeal for more federal aid. Now, isn't that funny? An American city who does pay taxes, they're paying into the tax system, can't get money to help with what's happening there. And yet, they're looking for billions of dollars to send to Ukraine. He acknowledged that New Yorkers are upset the migrant crisis is taking resources that should go to the day-to-day services of running the city. He said, we didn't walk out from D.C. with any level of optimism that anything is going to drastically change. He said, it's clear that for the time being, the crisis is going to be carried by the cities. No kidding. Let me see. You've got a Democrat mayor. You got a Democrat governor. You got a Democrat president. A mostly Democrat Senate, right? They got control of the Senate. And you can't get any money? Let that swim around your head for a while. He went on to say that in November, New York City really suffered through a lot of pain in November. Right? He said, how do we address the $7 billion budget deficit? See, these guys, like California, threw money at these issues thinking the feds were going to bail them out. And they normally would have. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Oh, there we go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. You know, I told you tonight, we talked about Pearl Harbor Day, which this year was on the same day that Hanukkah started. Again, happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends and listeners. I don't even know if that's the right, you know, I don't even know if that's the proper greeting, you know, because it's a little different. I always ask my Jewish friends, is it okay to say it? They go, yeah, well, yeah, of course it is, yeah. Some of them, I think, they just say this and we don't feel bad. But, you know, you should go out of your way. You should try to at least find out what the truth is, if you know what I mean. Anyway, all right. So we talked about Pearl Harbor the other day, and I said, you know, it's sad that most of our kids have forgotten what it is. But I got challenged, obviously. No, you know, I'm sure our kids don't. No, actually, they don't know what it is. No, they don't keep it up. They don't really teach about it in schools. Think about it. It'd be a tough place to be today. What are you going to say? The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They killed a bunch of our people on a peaceful Sunday morning when they knew they would be sleeping, and a bunch of cowards. Was it the Japanese people? Was it the Japanese regime? Was it the Japanese government? I'm not even so sure that there's open conversation about it. Take a listen. Maybe.
When did Pearl Harbor take place?
Ooh, 1960s sometime.
I feel like it's somewhere in the 80s.
1914 or something.
1914?
Yeah, that's when it was World War One.
World War Two. If you switch the 4 and the 1, you're right, it's 1941. Where is Pearl Harbor located?
It's either off the coast of Florida or Hawaii-ish. I'm going to go with Florida.
Do you know who attacked Pearl Harbor?
I'm done.
The attack on Pearl Harbor, when did that take place?
December 7th, 1941.
There you go. Where is Pearl Harbor located?
Hawaii.
Okay, and who attacked us at Pearl Harbor?
The Japanese.
Why is it important to know about Pearl Harbor and what happened?
It started American involvement in World War II.
I can't stand it. Here's a guy who knows, and he understands. He knows what happened. What happened to the other ones? And he's 100% right. You know, understanding how we got into this helps, and it's a big deal. When these kids don't know, and you heard me, kids don't know, and they start spewing all this stuff we ought to be doing, not realizing that 2/3 of the stuff they're spewing is what got us into trouble to begin with, it's just amazing. And that's why they want to keep you educationally stupid, educationally down. We know this. This has been a way they've handled this for decades. Actually, for hundreds of years. Go back to the Jim Crow laws. Go look into why they were put in place. Why were they carried out? Radical Monarchs is an emerging organization for black and brown youth, aged 8 to 11. It's gaining recognition as a progressive alternative to the long-established Girl Scouts. Founded in 2014 in San Francisco, gee, there's a shock. This unique troop, co-founded by Marilyn Holoquist and I can't even pronounce that name, and Yvette Martinez, is dedicated to fostering advocacy skills among children, empowering them to contribute positively to their communities, and strive for a more joyful world. The organization now boasts 104 enrolled children in cities like Denver. 104? Okay. Minneapolis, Washington, they've introduced a distinctive badge system in contrast to traditional badges, focusing on activities like first aid or painting. Radical Monarchs badges delve into crucial social justice issues. Oh, I'm shocked, I tell you. Shocked. For instance, the Radical Roots badge encourages historic exploration with troops members in Richmond, California, visiting the Rosie the Riveter National Historic Park to learn about the contributions of black women during World War II. Well, the badges covers topics such as consent, self-defense, fostering respect for individuals, Black Lives Matter, radical pride, radical bodies. I don't even know what that is. Radical coding, radical, 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 everything's radical, don't know what to tell you. But I find it all, it's quite interesting, right? Look at the road they're taking them down. Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. The original intent was to teach them how to be good leaders, good community members. Do the right thing. Everybody working together. This doesn't. This kind of pulls them out into certain areas, certain arenas. They said the genesis of the radical monarchs can be traced back to co-founder Martina's reluctance to enroll her daughter, Lupa, in a local Girl Scout troops. They didn't like the lack of diversity. Why was that? See, I always loved the diversity stuff. Like, were blacks turned away? Were they not welcome? Could they not be there? They were just not signing up. And again, is this not, again, just more divisiveness? They're looking to segregate, separate black girls from white girls. Why? Why not teach them how to be together, work together? We were on our way there. And I think that's what scared the crud out of the left. We truly were headed in that direction. They're going to celebrate their 10th anniversary here in 2024. The founders are actively considering expanding to new locations. I don't know what will happen in the end. I have no idea. I don't wish them ill. I think it's wrong, though. I think it's a wrong direction to go in. Again, separating us some more. Don't you find that ridiculous? What else we got here? Let's see. U.S. News is reporting that we're heading... I love this. We're returning to the colonial era here in the United States. Talk more about that. It's time to break. Show the state to your host. God bless. We'll be back in a little bit.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip. prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. However, they acknowledge the need for additional measures to address rising prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Singer, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, the we were just talking about how it's the Washington Examiner made a mistake. I apologize. The writer claims that we are just moving more towards a colonial era here in the country. He says illegal immigrants are flooding into America faster than ever before. On December 5th, it'll set a record with more than 12,000 encounters in one day. That would be 4.4 million annually, which is a wrong number. We're up to almost over 10 million people that have come over the border illegally. Okay? Now, is every one of those documented? No. Is every one of those documented forward? Do we know where they're at? No. That added a little over 1%, 1.3% of the population in just one year. But look at the damage it's doing to states and cities. We can't grow like this. We've known it for years. Even from within, we couldn't grow like this. Now, it's going to fluctuate below that number sometimes, above that number sometimes. Next 12 months are going to be horrendous because they know there's an election coming up. They know if Trump or DeSantis or any one of the Republicans gets in there, this stops. The Democrat Party's dominant. I mean, they're dominant in every area of the legislature. Now, what's funny is I've always said to you, you have to listen to the way they speak because you realize that a lot of these governors are blaming the GOP for all this aggravation. You know why? Because they want to open the border. They want us to give them all the money they want to give to deal with it. To deal with Ukraine, to deal with China. Well, not China, but they like China. But to deal with Ukraine and to deal with what's going on at the border. To be able to take these immigrants in and put them up in five-star hotels and throw our vets out in the streets. Because that's what they're doing. Pay attention. Read people. Right? Even Democrat mayors now are using the same verbiage, doing the same screaming that you have people, that the governors used to do. I mean, the Republican governors used to do. And they made fun of them. Wow. They want to know what's going on. The question involves, you know, recognize the, you got to have a recognition of the difference in ideologies. You know what's really funny? You don't hear this stuff in the news. They don't want you to hear it because it's admitting defeat. It's the same reason I think that the government, that the president, that this, they're not giving money to New York City, Chicago, and others. They might be sneaking it in some way or some in some way. But I believe the reason they're not giving them that is simple, because then it shows that they've lost control, that they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what's happening. Right? They, for all intents and purposes, they admit defeat. Look, the Arizona border crossing had to close. They were walking through there like they were walking into a game show, for God's sakes. It was so severe, so bad, that the federal government, right, Biden administration, closed it down. It's, again, just amazing. The next closest port to get in is three to five hours drive time. They can't seem to get a handle on this. I mean, they know how to fix it, but they can't seem to get a handle on it. It's ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The writer goes on to say, the question involves recognition of masses' ideological inconsistencies on the subject of colonization, right? Leftists hate colonialism more than anybody else, but they're very selective. They're unprincipled. They really don't see what they're doing. They favor some colonizers over others. Most universities offer courses in anti-colonialism. Other variants of an obsessive, ever-expanding... You know, all these electives, all these courses that they want you to take to be well-rounded, we've allowed the colleges to take them over to the point where it doesn't make you well-rounded. It lays you down on the left. Ever since Hamas slaughtered those 1,200 innocent Israelis and babies on October 7th, the radicals have argued that the resistance to colonial occupation justifies barbarism. Well, who decides what's occupation? If you keep dumbing these kids down and you don't train them properly or educate them properly, this is what you get. You're going to get violence. There's no way around it. Right? They denounce Zionists as colonizers, even though it was the Arabs who in 635 AD conquered what was originally and is again Israel. Yeah, they don't know their history. And it's too bad. Because if the history was truly taught, if they truly knew their history, I believe we wouldn't be having the troubles we're having. I believe we wouldn't be having the violence we're having. But they have to have the violence. They have to have the uprising. I've said it over and over and over again. They have to have racism. They got nothing else. Right? Constantly talking about the ground around belonged to the Indians. Or Native Americans, I'm sorry. Well, then give it back. Of all these colleges, they're tax-free. They're taking money from that government that you hate so much, sitting on the land that belonged to, quote-unquote, the Native Americans somehow that we stole. Then give it back. It's always funny, these people screaming about how bad we are and what we did and what we could do. Won't do it with their own. Right? They won't say it. If the Palestinians somehow, because they're not going to do it, managed to seize Israel from the Jews, who were there thousands of years earlier, a lot longer than the Arabs, wouldn't they then be the occupiers, if you understood history for real? See, they don't want the truth. They need chaos. They need hate. No, really, they do. Otherwise, what have they got? They got nothing. They can't fight for any of the other stuff. They can't fight for protecting your children against having body parts lopped off. Right? They wouldn't know what to do with that at all. to me, yes, it is funny. I'm sorry, but it is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Another defection. Several state lawmakers, including North Carolina's Tricia Cotham and Louisiana's Jeremy Lacombe, they've switched from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. It impacts the balance of power in their respective state legislatures. They both basically came up with the same decision because they don't know where the Democrats went. This is not the party they signed up for. This is not the party their dads were part of. Now, I know some of my friends on the right say the party has never changed. They've always been like this. And to a degree, I understand, but I don't totally agree. Gotham's announcement ends speculation over her political future after Republicans last month redrew maps for the state's congressional legislative districts. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about gerrymandering. The Democrats have been gerrymandering forever, for decades. Republicans are always slow to the game, always slow to the party in that light. And the Democrats, they bank on this. I don't blame them. I would too. But the fact that these guys are leaving, and they're not leaving because they're sitting there going, oh, I just love that Republican Party so much more. See, it's sad we only have a two-party, really, truly only have a two-party system. So, you know, I don't blame them. Get out. Well, another Gen Z influencer, this is really funny. Really having a problem with some of the things they're finding at Trader Joe's. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. I'm back. How about you guys? Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Love it when you are. All right, let's see if we can do a couple of lighthearted stories, maybe. Right? First, head over to MyPillow.com. No, not now. Write it down. MyPillow.com. And, you know, seriously, use promo code Joe. There's all kinds of stuff there that you now, order today. You want to get it here by Christmas? You want to make your honey happy? Best way to do it. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, get you 30 to 70% off. You're buying, you're allowing somebody who feels the same way you do, will fight for the same things you'll fight for. And I make a few bucks on it, right? You know, I love it that some of you donate. God bless. Thank you for doing that. You know, donating to the show, but here's a way for me to make some money and for you to save some money. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off. Head over there, check it out. All right. So we got another Gen Zer who's having a bit of heartburn because, A, they have no sense of humor. B, they really don't understand truly how to live their own life and leave everybody else alone. You know, these keyboard warriors are hilarious. We've been calling them that for years. But they're not warriors anymore. Now they're just dangerous because of the stuff that they spew. This Gen Z Trader Joe's shopper finds that there's they're really having a problem with what they're seeing in there. So apparently the grocer has once again gone viral over decade-old products. You know, they have a naming practice that had previously been referred to as racist. One of these TikTok, well, they're not even an influencer. They've got like 160 people follow them. Youthful TikToker named Kai, right? They reignited the debate after calling out the free-spirited retailer over the way it chooses names for various packaging and foods. Kai, who currently just has 161 followers on the popular app, managed to snag 2 million views and 150,000 likes. She used the popular point of view method to illustrate her alleged surprise. Some of these, they do this to get followers. They do this to get traffic. Right? She's allegedly is up in arms, realizing that a frozen sack of mandarin orange chicken, one of the store's more obsessed over items, you know, they just can't keep it on the shelves, was actually branded as Trader Ming's mandarin orange chicken. I mean, are we for real? TikTok user went viral with a video pointing out decades-old labeling practice of Trader Joe's. While preparing the food, she turned to the camera. She mouthed the words, wait a minute. In a caption, she wrote, point of view, you just found out that Trader Joe does this to culture foods? Really? It's a, you know what? It's more appealing to buy a food, to want a food, possibly made by somebody who's in that culture. You know, I used to go to a place ago that was called Two Guys from Italy. And I guess it was Two Guys from Italy that actually started the restaurant a long time ago. Right? And I found out later on that the one cook's name was Geronimo. That was really their first name. Now, I don't know what culture that comes from. I don't know if that's Native American or what. But I will tell you one thing. It's not Italian. Okay? And the other cook's name back there was Jesus. Again, I would imagine, not Italian. But the owner was Italian. They made great food. Those two cooks turned out great food. I didn't spit it out my plate and go, this is cultural appropriation. I can't have non-Italians cooking Italian food. Won't have it. Not right. Not paying for this. No. We ate it. Two people had a job back there. Okay? They were doing, they were cooking. The food was tasty. There wasn't anything wrong with it. Didn't care what their name was. Didn't care what ethnicity they were. But the young group of kids coming up into the world now, the Gen Zers, as they say, and so forth, they're obsessed with this stuff. They're obsessed with being irritated. They're obsessed with being offended, with being mad. They constantly have to be mad about something. And they have no courage because they don't really... It's like I say about the Antifa people. They're nothing but a bunch of thugs. And frankly... Not even, they're cowardly thugs. They cover their faces. They can't be seen. When you see the interviews of them, they're very uneducated. That's why I say they're thugs. They need to come out of their mom's basement. They need to go to work, get a job. Not a job where you get to cover your face with a whatever. You know, I was saying it to one of them the other day. I mean, to one online. Why don't you gather all those little boys out of the basement of your mom and dad's house? I'll go ahead and get some real men together. And we'll meet somewhere. We'll talk. We'll reason together. That won't last long. If we show up at 10, we'll be done by lunch, I'm sure. Anyhow. So, like many foods attributed to other specific culture, Trader Joe's brands its popular mandarin orange chicken as Trader Ming's. Right? Now, viewers of the new video, they express their opinions on the subject. Many of them lighthearted. With more than 560 stories in 43 states, most Americans have already seen the labels typically found in foods. They don't care, right? For the Italian food in that area, it's called Trader Giotto's. Who cares? Right? I mean, think about it, too. You attract people to these areas with Italian-style names. I thought it was so funny. Here, you want to slap them around a little bit without actually hurting them? Because I don't want to hurt them. But you really want to slap them around a little bit, have a little fun with them? I always thought this stuff was hilarious. They don't realize how many dishes. Chicken Parmesan being one of them. There are so many dishes they perceive to be Italian and aren't. Right? If you went to Italy and asked the chef if he could make you Alfredo, Alfredo fettuccine, or fettuccine Alfredo, he'd look at you like you had three heads. They don't have it there. They don't do it. Not on the menu. I wonder what you call that. Cultural unappropriation? I don't know. Shoppers at Trader Joe's in New York City are seeing all kinds of things in there. As a Mexican, one fellow said, when he goes in to the Mexican area, he sees Trader Jose. He said, I find it rather enjoyable. I think it's hilarious. In the French section, they have Trader Jacques. And yet, these little dweebs who don't have jobs, who don't get it, who don't understand, just looking to be looking to be irritated about everything. Nobody cares. Right? Nobody cares. If the food's good, man, they could be Trader Sam's. Nobody really cares what it's called. Why don't you spend some time? This is the thing that bothers me about it. Do some good in your community. Make a difference in your community. Find something that's real, that's really a problem, that's really an offense, that's something you can get your information together and learn how to make a change with it. Make a difference in your community. Not a ruckus, not a riot, but a difference. But they won't do it. Guarantee they won't do it. Because it requires follow-through. They're going to have to work it for a while. And they're not interested in doing that. You know, it's funny. Somebody brought to my attention today. I'm going to do a story about this at some point. We're all, many, 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 especially California, inhabitants of California, are millionaires. I mean, when you think of the houses that you own, the houses you live in, the other assets that you have, right? You're very darn close. We'll put it that way. The Federal Reserve, they do this consumer finance survey every year, and they looked at the American prosperity, and they said the mean net worth of the average household has ascended to $1 million, right? This is an increase from $900,000 in 2019. Now, I'm not saying that that's perfect and good and real, but if you think about it, what your house is worth, you never know. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. We'll catch you later.